Hey everyone, and welcome to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
And I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear, The Walking Dead, new show on AMC Network. And as you notice, our podcast is called Fear, or it's called The Walking Dead series, because we will be covering both shows on the same feed. It's The Walking Dead series, both shows. The pilot episode of Fear the Walking Dead just came on a couple of days ago. Most watched premiere ever in television history.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yes. I hope they can keep up that momentum. I enjoyed it. I just love The Walking Dead. So you can't help but if you love The Walking Dead, just to kind of love anything that's involved with it. But I think they're going to get there. It took a while for Walking Dead to get there. It's going to take them a while to get there too. But I did think it was a cool start.
Yeah, it was a good start. I guess it was a pleasant surprise. I mean, The Walking Dead gave birth to this beautiful series.
Yes.
This beautiful spinoff.
Right.
Me, I didn't feel the same way that you felt about it. I didn't think it was going to be as good. I thought it was going to be like a popcorn version of The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to try to emulate this show once again. But I didn't think they were going to do as good of a job. You know how it goes. When you do a spinoff of a show, the show end up being nothing like it, and it just somehow end up corny.
Yeah. There are a lot of failed spinoffs.
Right.
But there are sometimes successful ones.
Yeah.
Can't think of any off the top of my head. But there are, well, Saved by the Bell, then there's like Saved by the Bell College Years. I know that's like so long ago, but.
Yeah, but.
That's all I could think of off the top.
But that really wasn't a spinoff.
Okay, well, Grey's Anatomy, and then they had that Doctor one, which I did not watch. So I guess that's not a good example.
Yeah, but that's not on the air anymore, is it?
No, it didn't make it. It made it for a few years, but it didn't make it for a long, long time. I can't think of anything
else. I mean,
there
were some good spinoffs, like in the 70s or 80s.
I'm sure. Sure, you know. Just can't think of any. This is not good.
I mean, there's some good ones. There's all the CSIs, all the Law and Orders. But some of the Law and Orders didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, you know.
There's like five CSIs now.
Test of Time.
Right.
Yeah, so many CSIs. So, I mean, it's possible.
Right. It is.
For some to make it.
All right. So, the episode, just to give you guys a background, we'll do this anytime there's new characters coming on. But if you listen to our other podcast, it is going to be a different format than before. We're just going to kind of talk about our likes, our dislikes. We're not going to go over each scene like we do on our other podcasts. And we'll see how that format goes and go with it there. But we are going to tell you who wrote and directed the episode. So it was written by Robert Kirkman, who is the creator of Walking Dead, creator of the comic book series, creator of this show. And he also has a comic book called Invincible. And it was also written by David Erickson, who has worked on Sons of Anarchy, which we liked. And Canterbury's Law, which was an old show with Julie, I forgot her name actually, the lady that's on The Good Wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was directed by Adam Davidson, who has done Community TV show. It's pretty funny. It's like almost gotten canceled like 5 times, but they keep not canceling it.
Keeps coming back.
Yeah. I don't know if it's on now or it's been canceled for the 20th time. And also Hell on Wheels and the show About a Boy, which was a comedy. And it was a new comedy. I think it's had one, maybe 2 seasons, but I don't know if it's still coming back on.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So the cast includes Kim Dickens. She plays the mother, Madison. And some things you guys might notice her from: Gone Girl, House of Cards, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
What do you think of her character so far?
It's all right. It's kind of rude.
Yeah. She's kind of rude, snaps at people a little bit.
Kind of snappy.
I mean, I know it's serious. You're trying to take care of your son, but you don't just go around talking to people like that.
Yeah, she's snapping at everybody.
Yeah. So I just, something about her character, actually, and I don't mean no disrespect or anything, but like the first time they announced that she was going to be on that on the show, I was like, is this something, maybe she did something in a previous show. You know how sometimes you just can't take away from what they did in a previous show?
Yeah.
That character. I don't know where it is, because I've had these feelings for a while now, but every time I see her in something, I go, ugh, I don't want to see her. Like, I just don't like, I was disappointed when I saw that she was going to be casted, because I'm like, oh, I want to like the show, but I just don't feel like watching her. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, maybe she did something in a previous show. I don't know. She was cool and Gone Girl. I mean, she's been cool.
Yeah, just let it go.
Yeah, I don't know what it's
just
from.
Let it go. Give her a chance.
I will. I'm going to watch the show, but I wish they cast somebody else. All right. So Cliff Curtis, he plays Travis, who is the stepfather or the boyfriend, Kim's boyfriend or Madison's boyfriend.
Yeah. Great actor.
Yep. He's been on Gang Related, Missing, and Trauma. Trauma was a TV show that came out a few years ago. It didn't make it, but I liked it. I watched it.
Yeah, it was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
And I love Gang Related.
Yeah. I've never seen Gang Related, but I heard good things about it.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of his character?
I love his character. I mean, he's handling his responsibilities, which are really nice responsibilities, but he's handling them.
Yeah. He's so far probably my favorite character. Maybe he's going to be that Rick Grimes type of person, or maybe not. Maybe they're not even going to have a Rick Grimes, but I like him so far. Nice yeah. guy.
Right.
And then we got Frank Dillane, who plays Nick. That's the drug addict, the son.
Oh, wow. The drug addict, huh?
Yeah. Well, I just want, everyone's new. We're trying to remember these names of the characters. We don't know their names that well. But this is Nick. And fun fact for Nick, or Frank Dillane, he played Tom Riddle in the Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Yep.
And he also played on Sense 8, which is on Netflix. Now, I'm the biggest Harry Potter fan, and so... Like, I was surprised I didn't recognize him off gate when I first watched. It yeah. wasn't until I looked it up and I was like, Harry Potter? I'm like, oh, I see it now. I do see it.
Yeah. Well, there was no crackheads on Harry Potter.
There was no crackheads on Harry Potter.
You didn't recognize him.
And granted, that was like 6-7 years ago, so he's gotten older.
Yeah.
But on Sense 8, I've been watching Sense 8. I haven't finished the season. I maybe have like 1 to 2 episodes left. So even then, I just don't recognize him from Sense 8. So...
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. Mm-hmm. You don't want to always recognize him.
Yeah. I mean, that means he's doing his job.
Yes.
Great actor.
Great actor. I saw on Twitter a lot of people were calling him a young Johnny Depp. They're like, Edward Scissorhands is on Fear the Walking Dead. It was funny.
You know what? Yeah, he looks like a young Johnny Depp, but mm-hmm. I think he has a further range. Okay. I think he's going to go a lot further than Johnny Depp.
I like him. And I know I said I like Travis. But I think I like Nick as well. So far, both of them are my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Even though Nick, yeah, crackhead, he was wandering a lot. But I think he shows promise. He's going to straighten up now. You don't have time to be a crackhead in the apocalypse, when the walkers are coming. Another fun fact about him is that Stephen Dillane is his father. And you're like, who the hell is that? Stannis Baratheon from Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
Right. The biggest asshole to ever live on Game of Thrones
yeah.
is his father. Well, there's argument to if he's the biggest asshole in Game of Thrones, but Stannis Baratheon.
It's debatable.
It's debatable. When you murder your daughter by fire, you kind of win asshole award. But the next character we have is Alicia Debnam Carey, who is played by, well, that's her real name, and her show name is also Alicia. So there's no getting that mixed up there.
Right.
Spelling's different, but who cares? She's played on The 100 and Into the Storm. Fun fact about her, because I got one for almost everyone, is she played on Into the Storm, which came out in 2014. Also, who played in that movie is Sarah Wayne Callies, who was Lori on The Walking Dead, Rick's wife.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just kind of fun. Like, hey, I'm on Walking Dead. Or I was on Walking Dead. Hey, I'm on Fear the Walking Dead. Just fun fact. I watched The 100 the first season, but I don't recognize her, which is another good thing. I'm like, oh, she was? I don't recognize her, but...
Yeah.
And I don't recognize her from Into the Storm, but who knows. And the last character I'll talk about today is Elizabeth Rodriguez, who plays Lisa. She is Travis's ex-wife, and she has played on Power. And, of course, we all know her from Orange is the New Black.
Yep, yep. Love it, love it.
Yeah, she's an evil character on Orange is the New Black, and then she seems so sweet and nice, like a nice mom on this one. And she's also played on Grimm, which I've never seen. But what do you think of her so far? Not much to go off of, really.
They didn't really show her so far.
Yeah.
She had one little scene where she picked up the phone.
Right.
And he said he's not coming. And she hung it up.
Right. Yeah. But I think I think she's going to be a big part of the show. So we'll go from there, and then we'll announce new characters and discuss them as the show goes on.
Right. Oh, you're missing somebody.
Who?
What was the guy named from The Wire?
Oh, I do have him written down. I have three more people written down, but since they were so small, I didn't mention him. His name is Master O'Harrell. He plays Matt. That's Alicia's boyfriend.
Right.
He has been on Murder in the First, and he must have been on second season, because we watched first season, Murder First, and I don't remember him. And he was on Suburgatory.
Okay.
And that's where I'm like, now I recognize him more from that show, which I don't think is on the air, which I thought that show sucked. Like, it kept coming on. I think it came on for like 2 seasons. I'm like, who's watching that crap? Like, I kept trying to watch it because they, you know, the ravings were like, oh, so good. And every time I go, no, it's horrible. So I don't know. I'm not hoping the show failed, but hopefully it's not on. It just wasn't funny. But of course, as Gary mentioned, he's best known for The Wire. He snitched on The Wire.
It was all for good cause.
And he was a kid. I mean, he's like damn near a kid still. So. Yeah. Yeah. And then we have Calvin, who played Keith Powers. I guess I'll just name him too. He was on Straight Outta Compton. He played Tyree on Straight Outta Compton. I guess he's known.
Yeah, you might as well mention him. He played a pretty big part.
Yeah. That's part of my likes of the episode was his character. And I guess he's been really known for faking it on the TV show. There's a TV show.
Okay.
There's a TV show on MTV's for the young kids called Faking It, and then also on Pretty Little Liars. And the last person I guess I wrote down, I'll just go ahead and mention him as well, is Tobias, who is the little like depressed kid that Madison was talking to that she canceled. That knew the apocalypse was going to happen. He's been watching the news.
Yeah, he just knew it. You know, he's an internet geek. That right.
Yeah, you know, we have stuff to say about him as well.
His friends across state just feeding him information.
Right. And he's played on The Mentalist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good show.
All right. So that's all the people I'm going to mention today. Before we go ahead and talk about our likes and our dislikes, what did you think overall of the episode?
Overall, I loved the episode. Okay. I liked it. I liked how it came on. It was just catchy.
Yeah.
You know, him waking up, seeing his girlfriend, I guess, dining on a human being.
Yes.
You know, just going to work on him. I mean, I just loved the slow motion run. I mean, it was catchy.
Yeah, they did a few slow motion runs, like him running away from the hospital. I thought it was cool. It's not like too over dramatic.
Right.
It was just that beginning, like that excitement I'm getting because I'm like, we know as the audience what they're in for, but they don't know. And it's just like to imagine what your reactions would be if that really was happening.
Yeah.
You know?
And then it's like you said, we know what's going to happen. So it's like we're seeing it, you know, in slow motion. We're pointing out stuff that, mm-hmm. like, when they, you know, went by the park.
Right.
We said, hold up, there's walkers in the park.
Right.
Which, you know, they don't know what they're looking for. They probably thought they were bums or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even when Calvin came up all slow-mo, they were like, what? You know?
Yeah.
But I did like that. I like the episode. Don't get me wrong. I like the episode. But the only thing, I guess, with this day and age, even when they were looking at the videos and they're like, oh, that's photoshopped, which I guess if someone showed me a video right now of someone eating someone and just or kept getting shot, I'd be like, that's not real.
Yeah.
Because your mind, edited. You know, your mind is, who would ever think it's real? You know, if you see a bear, I don't know, if you see a bear doing a weird trick, you're always kind of wondering, is that real? You know, your mind is not telling you to think something that doesn't seem like reality could be reality.
True.
But I will say, like, I watched The Strain, or I watched season one of The Strain, and one of the biggest criticisms of that show, which I hope they don't do too long, it doesn't look like they are in this show, is in The Strain, vampires are over there, and they're, like, eating on people, sucking their blood. It's not middle of the day because they're vampires, but it's like, they did it in the middle of the street, and it's kind of like, how does no one know about this yet? Like, the world was still going on as normal, you know?
Yeah.
So, with this being said, even when Calvin and Nick met up, he was like, when did that happen? He's like, a couple days ago. I'm like, wait, so where is Gloria? She's had to have attacked several people by now.
Right. There's a lot of walkers walking around.
There's a lot of walkers walking around, because even if she attacked someone, someone else attacked. I mean, it just keeps multiplying. So where are all these walkers? Even if someone was able to kill them, shouldn't we have heard about them killing a walker by now?
Yeah.
So that was my only thing. Like, hey, it's been a few days and that hasn't came out yet. And especially in a big city like LA where it's so populated. But that's my only complaint. Not that big of a deal. But other than that, I did like the episode.
I mean, I enjoy how they developed it. I like how they had the scene with Gloria doing what she did. You know, eating, dining.
Right.
And I loved how they, like, slowly, you know, people didn't believe him. People thought he was going crazy. He thought he was going crazy.
Right.
So I just like how they developed this episode.
Yeah. I saw some people saying, oh, it was too slow. I was like, duh, were they supposed to just wake up with zombies? I mean, you know, yeah, walkers everywhere.
You might as well be watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly. This is supposed to be showing you pre-Walking Dead, pretty much that developing everything going. And then if you think back to Rick in season one, he wasn't just over there killing people, shooting people and all that. It took him a while to be like, whoa, you know.
Yeah, to adjust to it.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be scary. That'd be some scary shit for real.
And then I'm wondering, did people become like this because of the flu shot? Because remember, they kept mentioning the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the news at one point. Everyone kept saying, oh, I'm glad I got my flu shot.
Right.
So I wonder, was this a strain of a flu shot or something that you remember, like I Am Legend?
Yes.
Another thing. Well, I Am Legend, was it a flu shot?
It wasn't a flu shot. It was like a cancer treatment, yeah.
Okay. So I wonder, is there something like that going on, that path where it's some kind of treatment that everyone was given, and now this is the outcome of it?
Okay, that's really good, because I didn't even think about that, because that is still something we don't know from The Walking Dead. We don't know how it started. We just know from The Walking Dead that everyone is infected. So I'm guessing they're going to use that same thing here. Everyone's infected. Although we didn't find that out until season... No, we found that out in season one.
At the end of season one.
Because when Shane woke up...
I don't think it was Shane.
Oh, that was season two.
Yeah.
We found out at the end of season two. Remember when Shane woke up after Rick, like, killed him or something? And then that's when little Carl shot him.
Oh, right. When they realized that, you know, he wasn't bitten. He was just killed and he came back.
Right.
Right.
All right. So we'll see. I guess they're going to start that off right away.
Yeah.
Everyone dies, you know, you'll see him come back. But it is interesting to find out how it started.
Yeah, because it has to be with the world as it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, there'd be zombies coming out the graves.
Yes.
That were, you know, already dead.
And then I wonder what year it's supposed to be. Walking Dead started in 2010. Are they going to go that far deep into it? Like, it's 2010. Are they going to be using, you know, news media and stuff like that from that time?
Well, if Walking Dead started in 2010, maybe this is 2008, 2007.
Well, no. How? Walking Dead started when the zombie thing. Rick woke up from his coma. He was only in a coma for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he was only in a coma for 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I thought he was in a coma for like months, years.
No. He was in there like 2-3 weeks max.
And the world turned like that?
Yeah. Remember, that's why they always say in the thing, like, see how quickly the world will turn. I mean, you see how shit be going crazy here. Like, lights are out for a few hours. You hear about all these violence that happened, you know? Some real shit.
Right.
Kind of just makes you want to, like, I feel like I'm starting to feel like Tobias. Like, I want to go get some batteries. I want to get some canned food. Get a whole bunch of water, you know?
Right.
Get some wood to make a wall. Like, that's why I was, like, yelling at them. Like, okay, you need to go to the store. Like, I was looking at the TV. Like, I already know all the survival stuff. Go to the store. Get as many guns. Weapons, everything you can get.
Canned food,
everything. Everything you can freaking get. Don't worry about no cold groceries, no perishables. Don't worry about none of that. I'm so excited because I love The Walking Dead. So this show is just giving, you know, it's holding me over. The fact that we can get two Walking Dead stuff in a year now rather than one, it's like super exciting for me.
It is.
All right, so my first like is, we kind of already discussed, but it's Nick running away from Gloria, that opening sequence. It was so, I mean, I know we already seen the trailers, and we saw that in the trailers, and then they also released the first 3 minutes a few days before Fear came on. I'm just going to call it Fear rather than saying that whole long name. So before Fear came on, but it's still, nothing was better than actually watching it for real.
And we watched it a couple of times, and it still had the same effect.
It did. We just, the whole time we were glued to the TV, we were like, wow, like, because he looked so scared. And I'm glad they didn't show no, because I kept saying, when is the zombie going to come behind him, like, or the walker going to come behind him? And luckily she didn't, because we know they're slow.
Yeah.
You know, don't you ever hate that in scary movies when people are running, and then all of a sudden the scary person, like Jason or whatever, is walking, and somehow they catch up?
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's stupid, you know? So I was glad to see he's running. And, of course, you don't see the zombie catch up to him because it's almost impossible. He's running.
Right.
But I loved that scene. He looked so scared. I would have been scared, too. And, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, that was perfection.
Yes, it was. And then just how they did it in slow-mo. It was so dramatic. It was so cool.
I mean, everything about that scene was right.
Right.
Like, even when he got hit by the car, it wasn't that, you know, he fell on the ground. It wasn't like he, you know, held his head up and just passed out, did a little, you know, TV show pass out, like, ugh.
Right, right, right.
You know, it was like he was just dazed, like, damn, what just happened to me?
Yeah.
And just laid back down. You know, they made it so realistic.
Yes, yep.
I mean, they did a damn good job on the scene.
They did.
I give it 2 thumbs up.
Yep, same here. All right, so my second like, and it's not that big of a like, but I just wrote it down anyways. It's Lisa, Travis's ex-wife. It was just nice seeing a fellow Orange is the Black new person on the show. And just, she's such a different character, so it just shows me that she's such a good actress, and I can't wait to see what she'll bring to the table.
Well, I have to disagree with you on that.
Okay.
They didn't show enough of her for us to see if she's a different actress.
Yeah, she was just nice in those 5 seconds.
In those 5 seconds, all she did was pick up the phone and say hello. And he said, I'm not picking them up, and she hung up the phone.
No, she said more than that. She was like, I don't know what she said anymore. I can write down.
Because he didn't say nothing.
No, you could tell she was a nice person.
I mean, I think you're just an Orange is a New Black fan. So you seeing her, and now you loving it. But, you know, I'm still going to wait to see what she do.
Okay. But even she even looked softer. Lita, maybe I'm just so used to seeing...
Well, I mean, she's not in prison right now.
Yeah, that's true. She don't have that orange jumpsuit or the beige jumpsuit on. I don't know. But it was just nice seeing her. I barely recognized her. I had to take a double look. I'm like, oh, that is her. I mean, I knew she was going to be on the show, so I barely recognized her. She looked completely different.
Yeah, but she didn't play a big enough part to make my like list.
Okay. Next on the list for likes is the parents' relationship. I don't really care for Madison that much, as I mentioned, but I do like Travis, and it seems like they have a loving relationship.
Oh, yeah, they have a loving relationship.
Very supportive.
Very.
I just love Travis already. How he went to see what Nick was talking about, kind of like follow up on his story.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of crazy that he did that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad that he heard Nick out.
Yes.
You know, he was supportive of Nick. Because, like we said, Nick is not his son.
Right.
You know, that's just his mother's boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, you know, by him staying at the hospital saying, no, you go to work, I'll take this shift. And just every day, by him just being there, he showed a lot of support. Like you said, he's a loving person. They had a loving relationship.
And Nick obviously feels that way because who did he call when he shot Cal? He called Travis.
Well, nobody would have called a mother if they killed somebody.
Yeah, yeah. But the fact that he trusted him enough to call him and say, hey, I just killed someone.
He said, don't bring my mother.
Right. He's like, why'd you bring her? Why'd you bring her? So he might just not want his mom to see that.
Right. And with his mother, it's not that I dislike her character. Her character is just, right now, I guess she's going through so much. So it's just snappy. She's snapping at this, snapping at that. Remember, she snapped at the police officer.
Yeah. Sorry, I was typing. Yeah, she definitely needs to get out of her emotions for just a moment and just still have that respect for people. But I'm going to let it slide. It's the first episode. We're still getting to know these people. Rick has done some things that's questionable, and I still like him. So I'm not going to completely write her off for that reason. If I'm writing her off, it's because I write her off.
Right.
All right, so next on the list is the whole teaching lesson, once again with Travis, when he's talking to his students, of course, how they're talking about making a fire and survival, and the students laughing like, well, shoot, why would I have to make a fire? Like, I have a stove, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of already letting you know these people will not know how to survive.
Right, it's just technology these days.
Right.
It's killing our youth.
It is. It's killing society, really.
Yeah.
People don't know anything anymore because they have it all on their phone.
Right.
Which is a gift and a curse. But clearly that subject or that lesson's going to come in handy later on because he kept saying nature will always win.
Right. And that was a powerful message.
It was. It was. And I did not pass over me, especially like if you think about it in Walking Dead, what's still alive? Everything else is dead. The buildings look dead and dying and crumbling and... But the trees are still growing. The grass is still green. Nature. So that's what I kind of thought of. But I like that scene.
And the message was about surviving.
Yes.
And so it's letting you know that he's already prepared.
Yep.
And he's trying to prepare his students. Well, he's not intentionally trying to prepare them.
Yeah.
but the lesson he's giving them should, you know, some of them should remember that, like, yo, it's time to survive, or it's time to try not to die.
Right.
Is that what he said? Try not to die?
Try not to die.
Yeah.
I think so. But at the same time, like, as a Hunger Games fan, starting a fire could also be dangerous for, you know, other people would see the fire, walkers could see the fire, or just other people, because we know people will become dangerous.
But the thing was, it wasn't just about starting a fire. It was about keeping warm, because remember, he was saying that the guy cut the dog open or the wolf open and stuck his hands in there.
Yeah.
So that's how he kept warm. So the name of the lesson was what, how to start a fire. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't really, the fire wasn't a part of the lesson.
Okay.
It was just about how not to die.
Okay. Yeah, because there's different ways of keeping warm.
Right.
You know, you don't always have a jacket, so. All right. Next on the list for likes is Calvin becoming a bad guy. Did not see that coming.
Yeah, I was looking like, when the hell did this happen?
Yes, like, even when, okay, so when we first met Calvin, I was like, oh, that's a nice looking man, very respectful, cleaning out his mom's minivan.
Yeah, they're polishing the wheelchair.
Yeah. You know, I caught the wheelchair, yeah. So maybe there's a
vacuuming,
grandma.
Yeah, vacuuming every crumb on it. Right. So, yeah, you think that he's a nice, respectable young man. He's there cleaning up for his family. Mm-hmm. And when he seen him, he was like, hi, you know, Mr. and Mrs., you know.
Yeah, because actually when we saw him and the parents came, I was like, he clearly has not been hanging out with your son. They do not run in the same crowds anymore. You know, your son is off on the deep end, and he's, you know, he's out there doing his, getting his grades, whatever, he's living good. So I was completely fooled.
Yeah.
And then when they even meet up, I was like, that's so nice of him to meet up with him. You know, like, that's a good friend. You know, but then he slowly started to turn, and I was like, wait a minute, he sells drugs? Is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah, he turned real slow, didn't he?
He turned real slow, but then even then, I still didn't think he was going to try to kill Nick, because they were all hugged up in the booth. He's like, come here, man, come here. I got you.
You know, that's what I knew, he was going to try to kill him.
Really?
He, you know, he was showing too much emotions right then.
Okay.
You know, a man don't do that. A man may say, yo, stop crying, man.
Okay.
Man, you had to cry here, man. Yo, toughen up.
I thought like, you know, hey, that's an old school friend. He must have took too much of my drugs. I don't know. I knew he was bad, but I thought he was still caring for Nick.
Yeah, and it's a trip. Like you said, that he was a nice young man, and all of a sudden he was like the Mac of the year.
Yeah.
He was like the kingpin dope dealer.
Right. You've been talking about me? I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, you know, it was so unexpected.
And you knew he was like the kingpin because Nick was all scared. No, yeah. Man, no, I'll never miss your name.
Yeah, Nick was so scared. I'm like, why is he that scared for? But yeah, he must be a scary guy. Well, clearly he was about to kill him.
Yeah.
Because I was like, are you going to kill him in your car and get all bloody? But no, he was trying to get him out of the car, so. But I thought that was cool. It was just so unexpected.
You're right.
All right, next or last on my list is Nick being a crackhead on a mission. Okay, so and it's also weird because you're going to hear me talk about this as also kind of on my dislikes. But Nick being that crackhead, even though it's so cliche, and we'll get to that in the dislikes,
I mean, are we sure it was crack, or are we just calling him a crackhead?
I'm just calling him a crackhead.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the drug of choice. Maybe it had been cocaine. Who knows?
Yeah.
Let me make that disclaimer.
It could have been a heroin or something.
It could have been heroin. Who knows? I don't know the drugs.
I mean, I know it wasn't marijuana.
Yeah, it was not marijuana.
That's what we know what it wasn't.
That does not happen. But anywho, he was a crackhead on a mission. And by mission, I mean, like, he somehow... He took some guy's clothes. He had a new phone all within like 10 minutes. And instead of like, I don't know, he was just wandering around. I just loved it because it just seemed like what a crackhead would do. Like what a drug person would do. Like, I was like, you know, a rational person would go call their family, be like, yo, I had to leave the hospital. It was too crazy there. They had me locked up. But like him, he had like no worries, just calling random people. And it was just... He was just a weird crackhead on a mission.
No, I think he was just calling the drug dealer.
Okay.
That's who he kept calling over and over.
Okay, he kept calling that same guy. Okay.
And you're right, he was on a mission.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to find out what the guy gave him.
Right, because he was freaked out.
Yeah.
He was freaked out, so.
But then again, he was about to get some more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give me more so I can forget about it.
So you're right. He, you know, that is a crackhead mission.
Yeah.
Like, ah, yeah, that last shit fucked me up, but you got any more?
Right. Because, well, he's like, was it laced with something? And then Calvin's like, you try to talk about my shit?
You know? Yeah, Calvin turned hardcore.
Yeah, Calvin was like Avon Barksdale all of a sudden, but it was right. Cool. But yeah, that's my likes. Do you have any more to add?
No, you touched on all of them.
Okay. Yeah, we kind of chatted before.
Yeah.
All right. Now for those dislikes. It was a little cliche. Some of the characters. From the bratty kids to the adults. One mean, one nice. Although, before we talked about this before we started podcasting, and I told Gary this was my dislike, and he disagreed. So I'll let him get on that. But I thought it was just a little too cliche with the kids. Like, of course, the daughter, she's smart. She can't wait to turn 18 and she can leave home. Of course, there's that bad son that just can't get it together. No matter how much love and attention you show him, he's still getting, you know, doing the drugs and just won't get off of them. And just keep, you know, he just keeps fucking up. And of course, there's that one good dad. He's just the most level-headed. There's always got to be that one level-headed person. There was just so many cliches.
Personally, I didn't think it was a cliche as far as the kids concerned. And me and I explained to Nicole that, you know, she should know better. It's not a cliche. Because we have two kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like night and day.
Right.
Like, one of them, you know, he leave the house, go to school, raise hell at school, but the angel at home. And then you have, you know, the other one, my daughter, is just an angel at school, teacher's pet, and come home and just raise hell.
Right.
So, I don't think it's a cliche. I think that, you know, usually people with more than one kid, you're going to have that kid that's just more rebellious than other. Or you may think it is because one kid you have is just so good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so when he said that, I was like, okay, yeah, you got a good point. And then even I thought of friends who have two kids and how they're both night and day, how they always say. So I guess I still kind of stick with it was a little cliche, but we'll see how those kids end up developing. And, you know, as their characters go on, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Cliche not. I don't think so. Okay. I mean, I thought it was pretty realistic.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, I thought him, with the fact that they made him a crackhead, I thought his crackhead behavior was realistic.
Yeah. But, I mean, you don't usually see parents with two crackheads as kids. I'm just being serious.
You're right. That would be so depressing.
Yeah, if both of them were crackheads, yeah. You know, it'd be an awkward show.
That'd be so sad. I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure it's happened, though.
Yeah, it probably happened, but I'm just saying that this was more realistic than, you know, both of them being crackheads or both of them. I mean, both of them could have been, like, really good kids. I mean, that would have worked out.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, this was a family about a crackhead.
Yeah. And I think Nick's crackhead tendencies are long gone now. Like, who's scoring drugs in the...
What are you talking about? He was about to score again.
No, but I think he's done now. After killing Calvin, I think he's done. Remember he said, he told Travis, I'm done this time. And Travis said, do you believe that? And he said, every time I say it, I believe it. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
So I think this time really is, like, he's done.
I don't think so. I think after, you know, have to kill his best dealer. I would say best friend, but we know that's a dealer now.
Right.
After killing the dealer, you know, it's probably going to make him want something even more.
Okay.
He's probably flipping even more.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
I mean, but we already know he's going to clean up because, I mean, once the world go to hell, where's he going to get his dope from?
Right. Unless he finds some. Like, you know,
Yeah, have one episode where he just finds something, he just acting weird or something.
Right.
And they say, oh, no, he's on that smack again.
Like Bob on Walking Dead. Remember, he was alcoholic, and you would think you would forget about that. But sure enough, remember, he robbed some, well, not robbed because the world's over, but he took the alcohol from the store when they went on that run.
Yeah.
Even though at the same time, to me, that's like, there's no better time than to be an alcoholic. Right. No offense, but, you know, the world's over. Like, might as well chill out, get drunk, party. All right, so my next thing on my dislikes is that they overdid it with the depressed kid. Tobias, he was depressed kid, horrible acne, overweight, and he's the only one that believes that something serious is about to happen.
And he comes with a butter knife.
Yeah, like, okay. He's like, we're stronger in numbers. Like, dude, why are you quiet about it? You haven't even said nothing to anyone. Why don't you go out there and protest or tell people, hey, shit's about to get real? Like, I don't know. I just, his character was once again cliche, but it was just overdone with the cliches.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And only I looked him up on IMDb. He don't have the acne. They overdid it with it.
And that's, I told you that.
Overdid it.
I said, why did they put that many red bumps on his face?
Yeah, they can just do one or two. They like, come on, keep doing more. One more. Just one more.
Threw the bucket of paint on his face, didn't they?
They went crazy with it. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And of course, he's sad and depressed and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, he's like, no one, why bother coming to school? Da, 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 da. Like, there's no, gonna be no college. And I was thinking, dude, why are you there then? If you know something's about to happen, why don't you go to the store and get some, pack up some shit?
Well, like you said, I mean, he explained why he was there. He said they're greater in numbers. Even though he wasn't telling anybody about it. Because remember when she said, do you want me to suspend you? He's like, oh, for hell no. Mm-hmm. You know, we're greater in numbers. I'd rather be here than out there.
Yeah, but then where's his family? His parents or somebody?
They're probably already dead or something. that's probably how he know.
Okay.
That's why he walking around with a butter knife.
Okay. And then at the same time, I would say you're not greater in numbers. The more people there are, the more likely they're going to get bit, infected, and then turn on you.
Maybe.
I mean, in a way, yes. If you're scared, you want to not be alone.
Me personally, I feel them with greater in numbers.
Okay.
Because like the saying goes, I only have to outrun you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't have to worry about it. You know, you can't catch all of us.
Right. Okay. And my last on my dislikes list is there was no blood on the ground from Calvin's body. I thought that was weird.
That was weird.
I mean, when he got shot, it was first still just a small puddle of blood or a small thing of blood on his shirt. But by the time that he attacks them or comes in that hall, you know, that underpass, his whole shirt was bloody. So I'm like, how was there no blood on the ground whatsoever? Not even a drop.
There was nothing.
There was nothing. No evidence that he was ever there.
No evidence that he was ever shot.
Yeah, no evidence that he's ever shot or anything.
Besides a gun just laying there.
But in my notes, I have here that they immediately made up for it because that last scene was awesome. Nick running him over and them seeing that, I loved it.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay. I think Nick is going to be that new all-star. Like, he acted so quickly to run somebody over. Like, oh, shit, nah, mom, don't go near him. Yeah. And, like, seeing the lady almost get, you know, bit. I was like, oh, they're going to take her out first episode. But, you know.
Right, right.
I liked it. I liked the episode.
It was cool. I like after he hit him the second time. I like how he kind of looked over at him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a cool scene.
And then not only that, for the episode to be an hour and a half, even though let's say with commercials, maybe it was an hour long, we kept watching it. We've watched it like 2.5 times probably now.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So, and why we say half times, because sometimes we're like, oh, we've seen this enough. Let's fast forward. But
yeah. But you know what other scene I liked? I love the scene where, Well, I love the scene, even though it was like every other movie. You know, there's the traffic jam. You're trying to get out the car. Somebody almost hit you, knocked your door off.
Yeah.
Even though that happens in every damn show. What I really liked about this is instead of getting out and walking in and saying, yo, let's see what's going on up here.
Right.
They just got the fuck on.
Right. Well, as soon as the gunshots went off, they're like, oh, out of here.
Yeah, let's get up out of here.
Yeah. Now, when the cop or whoever almost hit their door, I was like, that same thing happened in World War Z that just came out.
Man, that same thing happened in every damn movie.
Yeah, it's probably happened in I Am Legend. But most recently, I remember it from World War Z. But yeah, it's probably happened several times since then.
Yeah, every movie where there's a traffic, where some shit's about to go down, it's always a little traffic jam. Somebody's about to get out. Somebody about to almost hit their door.
Right.
But instead of just saying, oh, what's going on up there? Oh, maybe we can help the officers. Let's go see.
Yeah.
You know, instead of doing that bullshit that nobody do.
Yes.
You know, they just did what people usually do and just get the fuck on.
Right.
Like, oh, yo, this is some real stuff going on up here. Let's go this way.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Yeah, I appreciated that scene.
Okay.
That's somehow how we would do.
Right.
You know, me and you, if something go down, we say, oh, nah, you know, we going to turn left instead of right.
Yep, turn around. I liked it. I liked the episode.
I know I would, man, but I'm starting to question you lately.
I don't know.
You be on your little TV show, your superhero types.
Nah, like if the gunshots, I would have been like, no way. You know, I'm not investigating gunshots. But I would have been curious, like, oh, all these people. You know, I probably would have been curious.
Right. See.
But the gunshots, I'm like, nope, let's go.
See, I've been questioning your actions lately. Because, you know, come to think about it, it is something you would do. Like, no, Gary, let's go check it out.
Let's go check it out. Let's see.
Why is these cars stopped right here?
Right.
let's go look.
I mean, I would be curious.
Not me.
All right. So now we are going to do our awards. So each episode, we are going to do an award for each of the characters. Or not each of the characters. We are going to give a award for the people that we like. And that has been titled I Ain't Fearing Shit Award.
I ain't fearing shit.
That's that award, that person that was just an all-star. They did awesome. They made us proud. And then for our character that we don't think is going to make it, or we just may not want to make it, they are going to get the most likely to die award.
Yeah, instead of the most likely to achieve, this is the most likely to die.
The most likely to die. All right, so I'm going to start it off with the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award. That goes to Nick. I know he was scared a lot, but when it came down to some real shit, he always ran, which is the most powerful thing you can do. He saw Gloria. He saw Gloria was all effed up. He ran. Calvin tried to fight him. He saw that gun. He fought back. He saw Calvin come back to life. He hit him. Hit him twice. So I give that I Ain't Fearing Shit award to Nick.
You know, I have to agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he deserves that award.
Yep.
Because he was, you know, even, you know, kind of shook up on smack. He still was handling his business.
Yeah. Each and every time. Even at the hospital.
Yeah.
He managed to get out of there.
Yeah, when he heard the man, there's some real stuff going down with the guy trying to breathe out hard. Yeah, he got on.
Yeah, and I liked how they did that. Like, oh, is that guy turning into a zombie type of thing?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to call these. They're not going to call them walkers. That would be just too...
Well, they're probably not calling them walkers yet.
Yeah,
they
I wonder what their name
they
will
probably be. Don't know what to call them right now.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what they'll call them. All right, so the most likely to die award goes to...
Who do you think should get that?
I think it's going to go to Matt. That's Alicia's boyfriend. He was a no-call, no-show at the beach. Where is he? His parents are out of town, or are they? His parents were probably supposed to go out of town. He comes home. His parents are zombies. Don't ask me how. They somehow died, and now they're zombies. They ate him. The whole family's zombies.
Yeah.
Because why wasn't he answering? Or even the next day, she was still trying to get a hold of him, and he wasn't answering her.
Maybe.
Okay. Who do you give it to?
You know, I just think he... Well, I just think that maybe he's going to come back around later. You know, she may think something's going on. Like, oh, man, I lost my phone.
Okay.
Or,
That is something they would want us to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, by somebody just coming up missing, that just happens so much.
Yeah.
That, you know, I don't think they're going to pull that again.
Okay.
Me, personally, the most likely to die is Madison.
I would love to see that happen.
I mean, I wouldn't love to see that happen. But, you know, didn't she get bit?
Yes. We kept looking. I'm like, did she get bit? It looked like she did. But she's supposed to be, like, the main person of the show. Like, her and the guy, Travis. So, I just don't think she'll die right now.
But it looked like she got bit.
Yeah. But I think that'd be ballsy if they did it.
And they never showed otherwise.
Okay.
You know, the show just ended with the zombie looking back at him, mm-hmm. with Calvin looking back. But I could have swore Calvin took a chunk out of her arm.
Yeah. Okay.
So that just let me know, even if he didn't, you know, she's not built for this world.
Yeah.
You know, if she let Calvin get a hold of her, if you let a slow walking zombie come up and grab you, mm-hmm. you're not ready yet.
Nope. I mean, he was walking and he had a big blood stain on his shirt.
Big blood stain.
Come on. And he looked zombie-like. I was like, whoa, back up, dude. Like, I don't know.
And it's not like he's quick. Like,
yeah.
He grabbed her quick. You know what I'm saying?
He's not talking, but he's walking still. Ugh, come on. I'm like, wait, back up. I don't know you like that. You know?
Yeah. So that lets me know that, you know, yeah, she's just not ready yet.
Okay.
So even if she survived, even if he just bit a little bit of the sweater or whatever, mm-hmm. sooner or later, you know, some other zombie going to come up and bite her.
Yeah. We'll see. The only reason I don't think she's going to die because I think she's like the main character or whatever, but still. Just
I mean, we've seen the main characters die before, or who we thought were the main characters die on these big shows.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we saw Shane die in Walking Dead.
Yeah, and his time came, though.
Yeah, but he basically started the show.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen what on Game of Thrones. Who was the first death?
Ned Stark. I'm still, like, in shock. I'm still in denial. Like, if people are in denial that Jon Snow's dead, I'm in denial that Ned Stark. Are you sure he's dead? I know it happened like 5 years ago. But you guys, if you want to wanted to give us some other names for our awards, we're not like bent on keeping them. But I kind of like the I ain't fearing shit award. But whatever, if you have something better, let us know. We're up for ideas, or the most likely to die award. We can change it. We got to do it soon. But right now we're feeling pretty good about it. But if you say no, I got a better one, then hey, let us know.
If you have a better one, give it to us.
Give it to us.
We want to hear it.
And we definitely want to hear your feedback as well. So
right.
Make sure you guys send us an email. Our email is dead@theverdictsin.com. Yes, that's dead@theverdictsin.com. We will also keep that same email for when Walking Dead comes on. And once again, this will be on the same feed as Walking Dead, so you don't have to subscribe to two stations. You get this, Walking Dead starts, we'll have the same feed.
But, you know, last night I was on social media, and yeah, it was buzzing. The fear.
Oh, yeah. It's still trending as of today, I think.
Yeah, it is. And one thing that I've seen a lot was there was a lot of people saying that they're really not feeling this one, or they were hoping for something different, or it didn't live up to their expectations. And, you know, I've seen that on many occasions, you know, different, you know, social media platforms.
Right.
But to me, you know, I thought that was pretty good. It was perfect. You know, I didn't expect for, and I guess a lot of people expecting a continuance of Walking Dead. But if you were prepared to know that this was leading up to it, then this show is all right.
Right.
I mean, it's a good start.
It's a good start. When you see one episode, it's too early to judge. I mean, well, you can always have your judgments, but it's too, I wouldn't go out and say, oh, this show's stupid. I plan on watching next week, the week after, until they got to do some real shit for me just to not like it.
Right. And we're podcasting, so we don't have a choice.
Yeah, we're podcasting. We don't have a choice. And then it leads up to Walking Dead. And I wanted to podcast last season Walking Dead, but we didn't start in time. But I just love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, they can make another spinoff. Call it Fear, The Walking Dead. I mean, you know, like podcast.
After The Walking Dead.
Oh, After The Walking Dead is something. It, you know, I mean, I can get it all day. I really can, so.
A year before The Walking Dead, something. let us know what kind of medication they took for everybody to be like that.
Yeah, but then that would even have no zombies in it.
Yeah, but you could see the world going crazy. Probably, you know, people around slapping people. People just, you know, doing some crazy shit for no reason.
Yeah.
But my only problem with this show is we're only getting 7 episodes.
Yeah. Is it 7?
It's 7 or 8, right?
Yeah, it's not that many. I know it's not that many.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, what can they do in that amount of episodes? So few episodes that, you know, would just keep us holding on to next season, if they have a next season.
Oh, no, they already confirmed season 2. That's how confident they feel about it.
Cool.
And actually, if you don't remember, Walking Dead, their first season was only 6 episodes.
Oh,
so
wow.
Even if they're doing 7 episodes, which I think like you said they are, I think it's 6 or 7 episodes, it's fine, because Walking Dead's first season was only 6 episodes, and then I think it went to 15. I think it's on a 15. No, it's on a 16 episode thing now. It does 8 episodes, takes like a month or 2 break, and then does another 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, wow. Well, they could do it.
Yep.
Let's go.
Let's do it. All right, you guys. Well, we appreciate you listening. Come back for us next week. We will podcast Monday nights, and it should be released by Tuesday, early Tuesday, I would say. We had the Ballers season finale this week, so we didn't get to podcast it yesterday. But so if you send an email, send it in Monday, I would say by lunch, or just before 5 Eastern time, just to be on the safe side.
Right.
And also go check out our website for all of our other content, to see all of our other podcasts we do, which is theverdictsin.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Gary.
Have a good night.
Good night.